Okay, the first question is a very important one. The Swiss law says that, and specifically says in the Swiss health insurance law, or AMAL, says that international civil servant and family former international civil servant and family member may be exempted from obligatory insurance in Switzerland. So, yes, you can be exempted from the obligation, but you have to ask. So you have to, if you live in Geneva, you go to the office cantonal de l'assurance maladie. It's rue de Fontenay. In Vaud, it's somewhere in Lausanne. And you ask for exemption, and they will give you, they will ask you an attestation from us. And they know us very well, so they know that the only issue is that you have to have a plan. Your medical plan should provide at least the same benefit as the obligatory Swiss insurance. And we are very much in line, even much better than the LAMAL in many things. But, for example, some UN plans may encounter some problems. None of the people who have a plan with organization here have an issue. However, the UN worldwide plan offered by the UN that is administered by Cigna may not fall within the acceptance of some Swiss cantons. We have seen some refusal in the Valais, in Canton Bern. For the time being, Geneva is lenient, but for Hans-Smith, there is no problem. We have people everywhere in Switzerland, they have all been accepted, no problem. For Austria, to my understanding, we have quite a number of people who live in Switzerland, in Austria with our plan. Cigna, I don't know. So if you permit, you can give me your details, contact details, and we will contact our friends from UNOV and question them what is the acceptable plan for being exempted from the obligatory Austrian insurance. For the reverse, we have no problem that you have your national plan and that we work as a complementary insurance. For example, if you live in the UK, most treatment given by the NHS are for free, but you have private clinics and we pay for the private clinics, so private treatments and so on. For Austria also, see, you have your national, for example, in Holland, they have also a national security system, which is quite good, but some people still continue to have our plan because we then work for Holland as the complementary insurance, but we also offer we are a worldwide plan because a national plan will not necessarily pay while on vacation, but for example, if something happened to you when you're on your safari in Kenya, I'm not so sure that the Dutch system would cover for the your bites from the elephant. And then the last question, ASHI eligibility is for people who have come on board after 1st July 2007 is 10 years of participation in the UN family plan. So you are telling me of many different organizations. It's them to define whether they were UN or not, but there we can be helpful. Otherwise, you have to find another solution after your retirement. Thank you so much for all, and I wish you a very pleasant continuation. Thank you.